They're not for postage. They show that taxes were paid. They're called revenue stamps.
There are stamps that show payment of a tax to a government. Might be a federal government. Could be a state government, local government.
Ron Lesher is a past president of the group that specializes in these stamps, the American Revenue Association.
I found that I could acquire very interesting stamps at a fraction of what I could acquire some of the postage stamps for, and there were lots of opportunities for new discoveries.
Some of the more common revenues are for alcohol, tobacco, and playing cards. But there have been some strange taxes in the U.S.
If you go down to North Carolina, they taxed laundry. If you went out and had a professional laundry do your laundry, there was a tax on that bill. Dog food is certainly one of the more unusual things. Smoking opium in the 19th century was taxed.
And it's not just the U.S.
I think there's revenue stamps from just about every country in the world.
One of Ron Lesher's favorites is actually a counterfeit. Domestic cigar makers wanted their stogies to look as if they were the more expensive imported smokes, so they created their own stamp.
They produced an imitation of the government imported cigar stamp with Ulysses S. Grant on, and instead of saying United States Customs at the end, there is the little word for, F-O-R, United States Customers.
Other types of tax stamps include those for newspapers, stock transfers, and documents. I'm Lloyd DeVries.